Lou? I said as I walked into her room slowly. I was afraid she would be angry if I told her about Ronnie for some reason. I was afraid she would think that I was unworthy of him. I certainly felt it.
Hmm?
She asked, barely looking up from her book.
I have to tell you something,
I said slowly, and she looked up at me. What's this about? She asked me, closing her book. I closed the door and turned back to face her.
Ronnie,
I told her with a heavy heart. She breathed out a deep sigh.
By God's grace, I thought it was something serious.
I know about Ronnie, she said, lying back down on her bed. What do you mean? I asked her. What did she know? How could she know? Was it that obvious to everyone, not just Maeve?
Oh, sir, I will steal your handmaiden so I can coo and ah at her pretty face.
She teased, and I couldn't help myself from laughing.
Yeah, I think I picked up on that one, believe it or not,
she said, opening her book again. But Lou, I started, and she sat back up again, closing the book. It's okay with you, right? You're not going to, like, banish me for it? I asked, and she laughed.
Aaliyah,
she exclaimed. She stood up and walked over to hold my hands in hers.
That man should consider himself honored every day to be able to look at you. You are my dearest friend in the whole world. I would never let you be sent away. Least of all for something like this. Something so silly. You deserve some happiness in this castle,
she said, and I almost cried.
So do you,
I said, and she rolled her eyes.
Then let me read my book,
she said, walking back to her bed. She knew what I meant. She cared for Petros. We could all see it. And maybe she wasn't allowed to. Maybe it was unroyal of her. But I couldn't understand how love wasn't worth breaking the rules for.